Oh, somebody else was?
No, I'm joking.
Okay, I'm Beverly Woody. I live at 119 Everett Mill Road. I wasn't for it to begin with. I was confused. I'm not for it now, and I'm more confused. I have no idea what this is. I've heard Kingdom of God. I've heard planting nut trees. I've heard of being invitations for stuff. What is Restora? What does do you guys know actually what this is? They talk about RVs coming in. You cannot put an RV through on Jefferson Road. I Googled, and is it a Class A RV? Is it a Class B RV? C? They're all different lengths. They're all different widths. A Class A is 26 to 45 feet. And then that's long, and then the width of it is 8 to 8.5 feet, 8.5 feet inches. So I'm just confused. I don't know what it is. I bought this home to be able to retire, to live in, and I have no clue what this is. Not a clue. And I don't know if any of you guys do. Again, like I said, I've heard everything. I've heard invitations, attending meetings. What are they inviting them to? Are the RVs coming in and out? Are they rentals? Are the tiny home rentals? Are, you know, it's just, I'm not for it. If you guys don't know what it's really about, vote it down. I mean, you know, we got to know what's going on in our neighborhood. So I've only got 4 minutes. I could go on. Those who know me know I could go on and on. But anyways, please vote this down until we find out, get more information what this is, with the renting stuff or what's going on up there. I've talked to you quite a few times before, and my last talk to you was they were kind of at a standstill where they couldn't get anything done. Looks like they're getting quite a bit done. You can bring people in. That'll give you all, yeah, this is good, this is good. You don't live in our neighborhood. You don't travel Jefferson every day. I go to work there every day. We have kids at school buses go down there. People take their kids back and forth to school. This will not work on this road. It will not. That's all I've got, guys. I don't know what it is, and I don't know if you guys do either. Just vote it down.
Thank you.
Yes.
Anyone else in this section? Ma'am, you want to come up?
Hi, good evening. My name is Samantha Luchens. I'm the conservation biologist representing NRC, and I just wanted to confirm that 250 acres are under conservation easement, and it is our job to monitor, and we actually monitor monthly via satellite imagery, and we also do boots on the ground as often as we can. And there's a whole section in the conservation easement about their prohibited uses and activities, and if we do see that they are conducting something, such as any like industrial facility or anything that people are concerned that they may be building, it is our job to step in and let them know that they are breaking the terms of their conservation easement. And as the conservation biologist, I do annual reports on these properties as well to make sure they are still in line with their baseline conservation values. The last thing we want to do is devalue the conservation values. And in my scientific opinion, they're actually increasing the conservation values because a healthy forest in a healthy agriculture area is no accident. It requires active management and participation to keep things healthy. And the way that they are doing things, they are doing everything as in the terms of the easement. They are doing the healthy forest management plan. They are hiring and consulting the right kind of people with the right kind of expertise to make sure the conservation values are all there. And it is my opinion that this is totally within the terms of the easement, and it is not devaluing the conservation value. And we are actively monitoring. We have change detection. So if anything, I remember when we first got our change detection when they were first building a little bit of a dirt road, and our thing pinged and said, hey, there's change here. So we get notified every month on every change that's happening on this property.
Yep. That's pretty scary. AI technology.
Yeah. That's a theoretical question. I have limited exposure to conservation easements, but if there was something being, if you got a big thing and something different was going on there, what's your authority?
So my personal authority is I will.
Your organization.
I'm the conservation biologist contracted by NRC, but it would be in the role of Danny here.
If you would.
Yeah, I'm just a science person.
She answers all the science questions.
Yeah.
If anything were to be in violation, then our in hypotheticals, obviously, then we would contact Mr. Singletary. Sure. This is something we have seen. What is this? You explain it. We can look at it. We've seen Sam, a few of our other team. to go look at. If it's violating any conservation value, it has to be taken away. We've already seen things, and I can tell you right now, we can guarantee pretty much everything on the conservation easement on the land can be removed within 48 hours. We maintain that with them as a rule. They complied. If they choose not to comply with it, then legal action is enforced, and then you have the power of the environmental lobby behind us to stop what it is you're doing. Our main goal is to make sure that that is undeveloped land in perpetuity.
Yep, in perpetuity is the key word here. Conservations are, it says in the, legally it says forever. And so even if they wanted to build a Disneyland here, they absolutely cannot do that until the end of time. So this will not get out of hand, and even if it does, we will catch it. Like I said, we look at it every month, which I know is really scary, but in terms of conservation and science, it is very helpful to make sure things do not get too out of hand and we lose conservation value.
All right. Thank you.
How many acres fall in that?
250
of the 260, yeah.
How are they developing it? Anyone else here in the middle signed up to speak? We're on this side. Anybody over here signed up to speak? I think we've hit the whole room.
Howard, I've got one thing, Nate, to I got a message from the president to read.
Okay.
That's in paper.
Yep.
So I think it's pretty important.
Just for everyone's knowledge, we at 9:30 we have to stop the meeting and make a motion to extend the meeting. It's 9:22 now, so I'll sort of keep an eye on that. Probably need to go past that time, but
this will be
ahead,
quick.
Todd.
This is from Kevin Hutchison at 175 Fisher Spring Road in this adjacent 7 lots in Mill Creek. Says, please feel free to share the following. After spending time with Justin, I'm happy to see the progress in both the permitting process as well as the adjustments to the overall development plan. I think the direction of a planned use development is the right step to take to be able to move forward with clarity. I look forward to seeing Justin, his family, and team move forward with this initiative now that there have been answers to questions that were initially concerns. Then that's Kevin Hutchison.
So. Okay. Yep. Thank you. On Jefferson, do you know how wide that road is?
I'd have to look back. I believe it was about 18 foot. It was pretty narrow. I think they had it listed as 23, but I believe it's just about 18. And current traffic counts about 1,375 cars a day, and that is below the first set of apartments. So we're looking at adding another 20% roughly to that if I took my notes right.
So yeah.
Pretty significant increase.
You want to pop back up?
Yes, sir.
It seems to me like the biggest concern would be traffic at this point. Seems like the last one was land value or property values. As far as the RV, I have an RV, and I've had two RVs, and I drive it up and down. I've had no problems whatsoever. If there becomes a problem, safety is my number one concern. If there's a problem in the future, I'll shut the RVs down. It's no problem to me. That's not a big stickler with me. It is important because we'd like to do, families that travel to us that they come in RVs. That's why we have that. We're not trying to be an RV park. We just want to provide the spaces for the families that use RVs that will travel to us. That's the purpose of that. First I want to thank everybody up here. I know you're about to vote on it. But this, as you can see, we put a lot of time and effort into this. Hopefully we've corrected the things that you saw that we've done wrong before. And we'll continue to make corrections. This isn't if something is wrong in the future, we'll address it. I'm not doing this for the money. I'm doing this. The whole restore plan is to help families strengthen. That's the whole plan here, is invite families, faith-based families in that are going to go to Branson for the amusements, but they're going to leave with a mission statement, a vision, and everything else that's been described up here. If we're unclear about what Restore is, it's a purposeful trip to come to this retreat, this wellness retreat, and they're going to leave with being a better family, knowledge on how to eat better, how to grow better, how to do everything that a family should do on levels that that I don't think it really supported right now in Branson. I don't know anything out there that's like this right here. And we're going to be dumping our hearts and soul into this. So thank you guys, you gentlemen, for your vote tonight. Appreciate it.
And Todd, do you happen to have the headcount number based on accommodations? It was in your traffic number, wasn't it? Or that graph? I couldn't read it, but just to answer the one lady's
It doesn't have a total number of people because based on the use, some of it's based on the size of the site, like the nursery area.
245.
It's 254 daily trips is generated, and so it doesn't. Some of it's based on square footage of the assembly building, for instance, like the fellowship hall. So as far as a total occupancy, that number is hard to determine. I'll have to let kind of Justin.
But the assembly hall, if it's private, they'd all have to be staying on property, right?
That's right.
Yes, that's correct.
So that's why it seems like if you just added up the number of tiny, and yeah. I don't need it right now, but I'm for next week because that got brought up today when you're meeting with the commissioners to have that number.
Have that number. Yep.
Just would probably be a good headcount number of who's going to be on site, how many at any one time at full occupancy.
Yeah, we can come up with a, you know, basically an educated guess based on, like, basically DNR requirements because we had to do, obviously, flow generated.
Yeah.
So I just don't have that number with me right
now. That's fine. Okay. And the other thing, and this is just a general comment of a question I asked before, I'm really surprised because Jefferson was a big issue last time that a turnoff lane wasn't sort of in the mix to get, you know, RVs sort of over and off.
We have space for that, meaning where the road was, that big road was?
No, on Jefferson
like
for
a turn
traffic,
lane.
Like
on
sort
Jefferson.
Of a turn lane to get a RV in, turning right versus... and I only bring that up again because you're going next week before them again to at least ask the question before the county, not that you have to change your mind or anything, but I'm just surprised that wasn't included based on what I heard the last time from the community on Jefferson and his comment that he thinks it's 18 feet. And that might not be it. But
in the traffic study, and I'd have to check this, you know, it says pavement widths are approximately 23 feet wide with 1 foot grass shoulders.
Okay.
So it's more, but I didn't measure that myself. That was Mike Beatty. And I don't know if he was just doing that off the aerial or if he actually measured it. So we will, before the meeting next week, we will certainly go out there and verify that number because I believe, you know, Jack has he's very familiar with that road. So
yeah,
that's a big delta from 18 to 23.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to verify that.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect.
You want a motion to extend the meeting a little bit? We're on a two-minute warning.
We're close, but I don't know if we're that close. Yeah, let's do it.
I'll make a motion to extend the meeting for up to another 30 minutes.
Okay, you got a motion?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries.
Jack, do you say they're going to be widening the road?
No. We have no plans of doing any widening on the road. There's a power line and stuff runs down one side.
Okay. And so how much pavement was there?
I think about 18 feet.
18 feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to pull it up there to make sure, but I believe it was about 18 feet.
For what it's worth, I used to hay that a little bit. And when I had the big tractor in the truck, I was 55 feet, and I could turn in that little road.
Could you at Tracy Street or whatever?
That existing lane to get up in there? Yeah, it's a little pucker, but you could do it.
Yeah.
So.
My
Yeah, a lot of folks that get scared of RVs, but generally if you're driving an RV, you know you don't pull into just any Casey's.
That's the beauty of all these guys here, that you hear all kinds of stories. Who would have known that
you
hate the land?
If you're driving a 40-foot RV, you kind of know how to do it, unless they got a big number on the back, and then all bets are off.
Sure.
You pull in, and the gate is way down there, so there'll never be a backup on the road. And there's a huge sign that we're putting so people won't pass that. And that's why we're investing in a huge, huge lit-up sign, which was the first slide.
Yeah, Cody showed that in the when he was jumping through the slides. We didn't touch on it, but there's a monument sign that'll say Restora.
Are you talking about the stone?
Yes. Yep.
There.
If they pass that, they shouldn't be driving on
Those are the ones with the big number on them.
1-800-RV.
And just to make everybody aware,
1-800-RV-RENTAL.
That the speed limit on Jefferson is 25 miles per hour, which is